Hey, what's going on, buddy? I hope you're doing well tonight, but it is evident from your message that things are currently not going the way you'd like, and so today, actually tonight, I'm going to motivate you, but with the help of a true friend of mine, who I also like to call a senor, Mr. Crepin.
Hello.
And I'm going to call him the Crepin Monster, and I'm the Sandy Monster.
All right.
Yeah, so tonight, both the Nick Monster, the Crepin Monster, I'm already messing up the names. It doesn't matter.
The Nick Crepin Monster.
I like that. Nick Crepin Monster. The point being, though, is that we're here for you. You know, we sympathize with your situation about both your girl situation and your deli shop. And so for which we are going to dwell deep down into your message, and we're going to find out exactly what is needed to be said based on your message. One is my job. I work in a butcher shop / deli, and my bosses are assholes. And to interject, fuck, that sucks, man.
There's a lot of bosses that are assholes. Yeah. You know what? The reason they're probably assholes is because they're probably miserable themselves. They're probably very sad deep down. And it's hard to see that when they're being mean to you.
Yeah.
But just kind of recognize that they're probably hurting in some way of their own. They may be miserable to you. But at the same time, they're like, just recognize that they're suffering as well. That's got to be the reason. You can't be a happy person and bring other people down.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Recognize that.
So let me continue with the message. They make the delivery woman cry every other day and then make jokes about me going postal because I suffer from major depression. And interjecting again, fuck. Jesus, man, that's a lot of shit. You know, if I was majorly depressed and they were fucking just saying, yeah, just go fuck off, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yeah, I'll fucking do it, assholes. Fuck you. You know, like, it's major depression.
I've actually been in a similar scenario before when I worked at the theater. I was going through some tough times and I was actually so down. And I don't know, for some reason, this one guy was just... he was making fun of me, and I actually just pretended not to hear him, but like it was quite obvious that I could hear him, and he was flat out making fun of me, nobody else in the room. I'm surprised I dealt with it that way, but I mean, like, I got through it, and it turns out, like, that guy ended up having some issues too. So again, back to the that one issue that they're trying to bring you down like this. They definitely have issues themselves. So
there's a crazy cat right now as we continue to motivate.
Sorry, a bit of a distraction.
It's all good. And continuing, I need the motivation to not quit because this is the only job that works perfectly with my schedule. But I'm so tired of it, you know? And motherfucker, Alagora. Yeah, Arga, we motherfucking believe that, yeah, no, I do know. That shit's fucking crazy.
It's nice to have a job that, like, it fits to your schedule. But think about it this way. Do you see yourself in 10 years from now working at this deli or butcher shop? Do you see yourself 5 years from now working there? 2 years? Like, don't beat yourself up over what's happening in this job, because like you gotta think in 2 years, I mean, like, this, or in 5 years or however many years, like, this is just gonna be like a memory.
It's a learning experience, but right now you have to get out of that learning phase. You need to move past it, you know, and just become wiser to it. I think that your situation, while really, really sucks, is, I feel like, in complete control if you put forth the energy, even though you're going to be running on fumes because of the major depression that is already draining the majority of your fucking mental sanity, leaving you as very much just enough probably to eat and sleep and sulk during the day. You know, like, it's not a whole lot of energy and you're going to be running on fumes, but you need to put whatever fucking energy you can muster up and go apply for some jobs that fit your fucking schedule to get out of that toxic environment. Because right now, you are getting poisoned. You're getting mentally poisoned. And yet, like, while you don't really see it, you can feel it for sure. You can feel shitty people around you, and they don't fucking feel very good. It feels like I'm coughing. I'm just like, fuck. Or I'm like inhaling poison, like being around these people, and mentally, I just start losing my sanity. And it's not really my choice, you know. If it were up to me, I would spend the majority of my mental sanity doing things that would make me really happy. But at the same time, mental sanity is such a commodity to the point where certain people will have lots of it, while other people who are majorly depressed will have very little of it. So it is extremely important that you focus on making sure that you maintain a high level of sanity. And by us being at a high level of sanity can hopefully bring you up. That's the point of this speech, is to bring you to a higher sense of self. Like, I know you're really sad right now, and that's okay. We want you to close your eyes and then just take a deep breath through your nose, fill up your fucking lungs, and when you're done, exhale it all out your mouth fully. That's just going to be fucking amazing. Shit's going to make you feel so good.
Inhale positive, exhale the negative.
That's right.
It's just a way of a breathing exercise, are actually a really good way at calming your mind. Calming, like, I've had days where I've actually like been on the brink. I've actually exploded and just screamed out loud at the top of my lungs. And it's at that point when I realize, okay, like, I'm losing control of myself. I need to take a moment and forget about everything and just inhale, exhale.
That's it, man.
Inhale, exhale. And it just gives your mind a moment to kind of stop and get that clarity back into your mind. And it's just a good exercise, like immediate results to calm yourself and get a grasp on the reality that's happening around you. And I agree with Sandy Monster. This is on a kind of slightly different topic, that you should try and find another job. If this place isn't working out for you, if the only thing that's going for you is the availability, but you're miserable at the job or miserable working there, find another place. Keep the job until you can find a place, but start, just look, man, just keep looking and you will find something that works for you. If this is not an option though, what's always worked for me is try and maintain a positive attitude. If you go into your workplace with these expectations that your bosses are going to be douchebags to you, you're going to have a shitty day at work, your bosses are going to seem like assholes to you and you're going to feel like you're having a shitty day at work.
You're going to absorb
them.
But
if you go into work saying, okay, I wonder what kind of shit my boss is going to throw at me today, but I'm going to take it in stride and I'm actually going to joke with them or sympathize with them, you know, like project positive energy towards your bosses, and you know what? They'll probably project, like reflect it back at you in some way. It's really hard to be angry at somebody who's nice to you. And so just keep that in mind next time you go into work. Just try and maintain a positive attitude with them. And that will hopefully better your relationships with them personally.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to continue on with your story.
Yeah, let's move on to the next.
And two is kind of petty, but it is still a problem for me. The girl I really like completely neglected to tell me she had a boyfriend until I found out from a mutual friend. I just need the motivation to not feel as bad about it. It's hard to get out of funks with depression. All right. Now, here's my rebuttal to your statements, my good sir, El Arga. Damn, I'm sorry to hear. That blows. It's a hurt. It's like you open up your heart to a girl and you feel like she stepped on it, is what you're saying, you know, because you were probably having a lot of really good times, you know. And while she, you know, had the intentions of maintaining you as a friend, she neglected to tell you. I don't know. It seems like a really stupid thing to do. A girl should not, like, just say she doesn't have a boyfriend and let someone just you know, fall in love with her. That's not fair. It's not fair. So you are the result of someone being a little selfish. And I'm sorry, man. It's the realities of life is that girls will hurt you. You know, some girls will love you. Some girls will hurt you. And this is a girl who will hurt you. And it's going to suck for a little while. Don't kid yourself and say it's going to be easy, because it's not. It's going to be difficult. But by taking the time to do some breathing exercises, to sit back and reflect upon your life and say to yourself, I can do it. I can move past this, because the reward of being a motherfucking fantastic human being is so great that I will not let any of my problems drag me down. Not even major depression. Nothing. Nothing will fucking pull you down. You know, if you know the reward of an amazing life is like just tremendous, then wouldn't you want to just do anything possible? And what if doing anything possible means conquering your major depression and getting over this girl? Because she's not worth your time. Your time is better spent bettering yourself, man. You are not bettering yourself by spending time with this girl. Yes, it's going to hurt. No denying it. You're going to want to text her. You're going to want to talk to her. But the best thing that you could do for yourself is just take a step back, reflect on what you want in your life, and just fucking go for it. Don't waste your time for someone who's not going to give you anything in return. Time is something of a very valuable commodity for myself. You know, I love time. I love spending time with people. I only spend it with good people. You're a good person. You are a fantastic person. There's no denying it. You're going to have everything you want in your life as long as you know that you are an amazing person. So what I think you need to do is you need to go look in front of the mirror, and you need to look at yourself and say, I love who I am. I know it sounds really gay, but like, no, it's not. It's amazing. Just look at yourself.
It's really healthy, actually, to do that. Just look in the mirror and actually enjoy who you are.
Exactly. That's the only set.
Be accepting of yourself. Actually, one piece of advice that's really stuck with me that I think is really rings true is you're going to tell a lot of lies in your life, but the day you realize that most of these lies are to yourself, you'll be okay. These are the words that my great aunt told my father when he was in shambles after divorcing his wife. And it's stuck with my dad ever since, and that he's been extremely successful since that time. But those words really ring true. And on top, like back on the topic of what you were saying, so this girl didn't tell you that she had a boyfriend, and she was spending time with you. And I think it's tough for us to condemn her and say she's a bad person or a good person. Everybody's got their flaws.
She was just a bit selfish, man.
You could say that. But like at the same time, it can be like maybe at first you didn't realize that you had interest in her, and so there was no need to bring it up. And then when she realized that they're like, okay, this guy has interest, it's like, how do you just drop that on somebody? It's tough. It's a tough thing to say, knowing that you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, do you want to hurt somebody's feelings? No.
Love
like,
you guys.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, that's kind of the way I see how it would play out. I'm not sure exactly the whole details about it, but I mean, it's unfortunate that she's taken, and you know, it's when you really have that connection, it sucks being alone. It really does. And it's times like these that you need to spend with friends. So, I mean, like, you don't have to have a female to have, like, a good relationship. Like, you can have good friends and throw all these feelings that are stuck inside of you, throw them on the table with your friends and get it out there, you know? And, like, then you don't feel alone anymore. Your friends are there with you, and you'll feel good about it.
Yeah.
And one day you will find somebody. It'll happen. Just believe that you will find the girl for you, and it will happen someday.
But it will only happen if you can love yourself.
That's true.
That's the only way that a girl will love you for who you are, is you have to be yourself. Doesn't matter how
fucking weird it might be, but you have to be yourself. I'm a weird-ass person. I'm very strange. You know, if you met me in real life, you'd be like, who the fuck is this guy?
This guy drinks onion juice.
Yeah.
That's,
Yeah.
You put butter in your coffee.
I do put butter in my
crazy.
Coffee.
Crazy.
I know. My cheat day involved eating the shawarma poutine, you know.
That does sound good, though. That's not
crazy. I know. At first, you're just like, what the fuck? Why would you put those two together? But then you're like, it could be amazing. And then you get it, and it's like, oh my god, it's amazing. You fucking have it, and you're like, so delicious. But back to you, good sir. We wish to maintain your happiness. We want to be the catalyst in you achieving happiness. We want you to get on fucking back on track, man. We want you to get back there. We don't want you to hesitate any fucking longer. You take control of your life every fucking day. Make sure that you live your day to the fullest, and not by thinking you have to leap forward, but by taking baby steps forward, not take steps back. That is your number one fucking rule. Your only rule that you should follow is never take a step back. Always take a step forward emotionally. Always be happy for one little thing. Doesn't matter how small it is. You just need to believe in yourself. You need to give yourself self-confidence by reassuring that you are an amazing person. And this is why this video is a means to get you going. It's a catalyst for your happiness wheel. We are starting the fucking rotations. And you're going to maintain it because it's going to feel so good. Nick Monster, do you have anything to say to this awesome gentleman?
Oh, put me on the spot. You'll be okay. You're going to do okay, man. I know life can be stressful right now, but I mean, it could be worse. You could be in some fucking crazy country that's in civil war right now,
okay,
and shit hitting the fan, but like...
Yeah, I have something to tell you.
What's that?
Okay, check it out. You know what role-playing is? Role-playing is like imagining a situation around you and like acting it out. That's what like live role-playing is.
LARPing.
LARPing, yeah.
Live action role.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But it doesn't have to be fantasy related. It could just be like a situation like, if I imagine myself in an office right now and I'm a CEO and then you are my fucking executive, you know, you're one of the executives of 10 out of 10.
Executives.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. You're gonna be the executive, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna say like, so like there's this guy, right? And you're gonna sell him to me. He's gonna be named El Aguera, and I'm gonna be like, what? And you're gonna tell me how awesome he is, and you're gonna vouch for his amazing skill, and I'm gonna say, yep, you know what? I'm imagining myself in an office right now in a beautiful fucking like 12-story building overlooking an amazing amount of fucking land. You know, it's going to be great. And I'm going to go to my partner. I'm going to shake his hand. And I'm going to say, you know what? El Aguera makes me a very happy person. And then everything will be happy. Everything will be happy in the world. You know, because like we have just role played your success for the future. There's no denying it now. It has been solidified by a handshake.
So, you're going to succeed.
Exactly, because there was a handshake involved. And while you might not believe us, it doesn't really matter because the fucking handshake happened anyways. It was a great handshake. So let's put it this way, man. You have all the capabilities to achieve fucking greatness.
Bye, man.
Oh, good night. All right. One of the roommates goes to bed, and I think, you know what?
He's going off to
your bed. Oh, shit. Bed? It's Friday. Fuck, it's Friday. Fuck yes. Fuck yeah. I love Fridays. All right. So, that's how much we love life. We handshake and high-five each other just for fun. And we have made you part of that. We sandwiched you right in the middle of all the goodness. Like, there's like happiness coming from the left and happiness coming from the right. Literally. There's one person on your right and one person on your left right now.
Stereo happiness.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. The point being, though, is that you have all the capabilities. Don't give up. You know, even though you're running on fumes right now, keep believing in yourself and you will have some pretty great things going for you in life. And you can always send us a message. You can always reply back to us. You can always talk to us no matter what. Just always fucking message me. I'm always open. Everyone is open. We're always open to talk to you. You have yourself a great fucking night.
Take care, man.